It's a whole different landscape emerging.
And do they have in the forest you're at, do they have stands that are like pure ash like we have, or is it all more mixed? I mean, I know that's a big question, but I'm just curious if you have seen
You
it.
know, they look like mixed hardwood stands, but I think there's every now and then a couple acres of pure ash or were. It's just a windshield survey. It has no relevance, no reality, really.
Hey, that's your reality.
It's like counting snakes that are run over on the road, I figure. It's right in that sampling strategy.
Thanks for making the meeting, everyone, today. It's we I've kept meaning to send out something, but I'm more scattered than that. So thanks. Thanks, Anne, for sparking that, and Dennis for following up. I just sent out an email with kind of my compiled homework from their last meeting, and so I have spot for announcements, a place to talk about the previous notes for this group, and we can approve them or maybe approve them conditionally and give people a week to look at those more. I did send out those notes quite a while back, right before the last lump meeting. So, and I see a couple of people did comment or do, look at those. So we could provisionally approve them tonight and give people a couple more days if they want to look at them. And then I put together a draft messages around Emerald Ash Borer and sent it out to a few people on the messaging sub team. Sent that out to our entire EAB group, and I'd like to get that into the pipeline for the before the lump meeting to review, so people can look at that before our lump meeting next week if we think that's ready. And then yeah, and also the fourth thing was I provided a link to the draft Emerald Ash Borer plan for the Oregon Country Fair, which I didn't really do much on at all, except for make a few comments and edits. But that's there. We can collaborate on that too. So those are four things I have on the agenda: announcements, notes, messaging, and draft response plan. Does anybody have any other buckets to add? Any other agenda items? We could cover things within the announcement section as well, but we could also have a special section on the agenda. Anybody has stuff? Go ahead, Steve. Dennis.
Just wondering if anybody's been on site and if we're seeing leaf out of the ash.
So it's just starting. Still a little early.
Yeah.
I think one more week and they're breaking bud, and then they've got the tiny little leaves out.
If I recall, the oak is at least a few weeks later. Is that right? Or are they starting to pop out too?
No oak movement.
Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, first an announcement. I'm recording this meeting on my computer. So if you want me to stop at any point and take a break while you want to discuss anything, let me know. On in my place, which is in the same watershed as the Country Fair, Cavity Creek watershed, the oaks are a couple of weeks behind schedule. Usually they are in 80% leaf by May 1st. So it's a late spring.
All right. If nobody else has any agenda items to add, we can kind of open it up for other announcements.
Well, I never got the agenda. Is there?
Oh, okay. Sorry, John. Let me make sure Yeah, I can repost that. Sorry about that. I sent more, it's more like meaty than, it's an email I just sent at 5:59, but it's not really an agenda. It's more like things we might cover. So, but I think I can just put a quick agenda in the chat.
I need to leave the meeting at 7 o'clock. I would like to debrief the walkabout that lump that the fixed assets had, because I think there's some real implications that this work group should be aware of.
Okay, great. Let's put that on then right after the announcements, kind of get announcements out of the way. Yeah, does anybody have other things to add to the agenda? Go ahead, Robert.
I just emailed everyone who the email that you sent a picture from today of Miss Piggy's. So I don't know if that will help at all.
Nice.
With the trees in the background. Isn't Miss Piggy sort of surrounded by ash?
Yes.
Yeah. So I just sent it. So you have to look at your email. That's it. Thank you.
Excellent. All right. Anybody else with any agenda items before we go into other announcements? I guess we're in announcements at this point. I thought that Kevin's, you sent that announcement for the training opportunity. That looked like a pretty in-depth and good one. So we'll have a debrief on that next month, assuming we meet next month, which is something we should figure out.
I tried to get Sierra interested, and she's interested but too busy to come.
Yeah. She mentioned too earlier that she has some limitations on training budget too. But that would kind of go more into her conversations with Kristen or with the board. Seems like if she was limited by trainings that were important, we should, as a group, advocate for her to get that extra funding.
Fixed Assets was very supportive of sending her and even renting a car if she needed it. So it appeared that, and Hillary was there, what didn't seem to be funding. So her saying she's too busy was more of the issue.
Right, okay.
Kevin, did you ask to be refunded for your registration?
No,
I looked at the whole thing on that training and I go, oh my gosh, once you connect with it, the emails list that will be generated with updates will be great out of that training. Mm-hmm.
I'll take the hit and do it as a professional. Comes out of my business.
Cool.
Great. Well, let's all be sure to hire Kevin. We have arborist needs. All right. I have trying to update the agenda here and. It's not very easy in the chat. They don't make it easy on you. Anybody else have any announcements that are things coming up, opportunities? I talked to the stewardship team, our little educational venue in Xavantadu, and whatever we want to do, we can do it. they're really there as a vehicle to help the fair organization communicate whatever the organization thinks is important. And as a board committee, I think we can decide that this is important, and we have already. So I'm working with Tom on the content for the poster. At the next stewardship meeting, we're going to hopefully get a collaborator with some graphic design skills. But if anybody has any skills in that area, we have some templates for posters we've created in the past as a kind of baseline starting point. And we have some content that we're developing, but be interested if anybody has a an eye for graphic design and interpretive signage to let us know, and feel free to join in. Any other announcements?
Yeah, Glenn, through Dennis, through an email thread with Dennis, I've got on the stewardship speaking list on Oregon Country Fair Friday at 4:00.
Okay, great. Yeah, we should, that would be awesome. And about EAB stuff, Kevin?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, okay. And, someone was trying to get me on the tower, speaking tower, spoken word tower or something. And
Spirit tower.
Spirit Tower, thanks. And there wasn't enough room.
Okay. Well, great. Year. Yeah, we've got room. We had a little placeholder for EAB and okay. LUMP. And so whatever we want to do with that space, we can do it. And we could have LUMP and EAB, but if we want to just do an EAB talk at stewardship, we can do that. You can do as many days as you want, Kevin. We won't rope you into any more than Friday for now. And we at other talks too there, we can, I'll be there in the afternoons, like kind of hosting people. So I can, if you're not there, for example, we can ask their questions if, as people have them. Anyway, that's great to hear. And yeah, Kevin, probably the way I usually do with that is, assuming I'm on schedule when you're scheduled, it's like I'm the staff person there. It's basically like the MC and introducing people and stuff. So, you know, if like, don't stress too much on having the perfect talk, like do as much as you want, but you know, we can also do a little bit of back and forth interviewing, or, you know, have it be very interactive with the audience too. I find that the less upfront big talk and the more interaction, usually the better, but just to keep people really interested.
I like that.
Yeah. So, but yeah, whatever you want to do is great. And I'm really happy that you're able to do that. I was going to ask you if you wanted to, or if you had suggestions. So this is perfect.
And Glenn's really good at that introduction bit, and he picks up on asking questions, or he facilitates really well with the audience when there's, you know, especially kids, bring candy.
We'll have stickers too that give people for adults, you know, as well, just in case they start to drift. We'll bring them in with some stickers. All right. Any other announcements? Okay, let's debrief the fixed assets committee walkabout. How about people raise their hands if they were there? Besides, we know John was there. Good. Anybody else? Kevin? Awesome. All right. Kevin, Anne, were you at the fixed assets walkabout meeting?
No, I'm in Maine.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Well, John is going to lead a debrief on that, and Kevin was there too. So
yeah, there were only two other board members there, Lisa Parker and Sandra Bauer. Ruby and Craig from Fixed Assets Committee was also there. And there were a few people from the tree crew who was there, and Hillary, the treasurer. So 10 to 12 people. I may have missed one or two in my list. I think people were quite impressed or by Kevin's presentation, and sinking into the real effect it's going to have. We started right about registration at main camp and walked up. I think we got just about as far as the main stage area. And Kevin pointed out the how to identify ash trees, talked about the beetle and the damage that it caused, and just pointed out that there were mostly ash trees in there, you know, we really talked about what's going to happen when those trees die and needing to get in there, log them, the trying to get an idea of the cost. Kevin used the figure hundreds of thousands of dollars to remove them. I think, Kevin, you're underestimating personally. Yeah. I'm not sure people realize, I mean, they started talking about how to raise money to help do this, and they started talking about selling t-shirts. So I'm going, wait a minute, you're not going to bake sale your way out of this. Maybe for awareness, but I kept that thought to myself when they were talking. Kevin expressed some concern about the response plan that he had developed. Correct me if I'm wrong, Kevin, but that he expressed some concerns that wasn't being advanced quick enough. Is my paraphrase from what I got. I got the real impression by some of the folks there on the committee. Well, let me rephrase that. I think it's going to be important that this work group figure out a way to start involving folks from other committees in other parts of the fair. Perhaps a second meeting each month to which we ask representatives from these other various groups to attend. Otherwise, I think you run the risk of people, and particularly fixed assets, moving to take the lead on some aspects of it and having a disjointed effort. So I think it's going to be important to figure out how to involve them in a way that they feel comfortable with. That's enough on that. But that's one takeaway I got from that. I tried to explain to folks about the task group in existence, and most of them had no idea that it was even in existence, including board members who have been getting reports, who get the committee reports, which kind of confirms my suspicion that most board members don't read any committee reports. You know, among the things that was discussed is the possibility, and I think this committee should propose this, is to have a standing committee, verbal committee report each and every board meeting when you report what the status of the fair's efforts are in dealing with the Emerald Ash Borer. So each and every board meeting, a verbal report. Because that'll keep it centered, I think, on people, and will help, you know, get the message to people who don't read. All in all, I thought it was Kevin's presentation was great. I think these people are beginning to realize the immensity of what we're facing. I'm not sure they quite realize the immensity of the response that we're going to need to develop. So that's my take. Feel free to add, Kevin.
Thanks, John. It's really helpful for me to hear all your points. One of the t-shirt thing I think I brought up, because actually when I showed up, there was a couple people arguing about t-shirts. So, that's why that was brought up. And thanks for the response plan. That's something at maybe a little later we should talk about advancing that, but it's something that I used during this talk. It's a great reference point, and if we could work on that, beat it up, and print it out again. And thanks, Glenn, for putting that up on your Word document page. Some of the takeaways I had away from it, one, it's just super to do on site. People get it. At least they start fathoming it. It's another level. And so I think this is something that we should be doing during main camp periodically. Just do even just that walk from main camp up to main stage. And thank you. Right there at main stage, there's the labeling for the Emerald Ash Borer. Someone put up some signs. And that was a great place to start. Who put up the signs?
I think Sierra put up signs that Anna had made.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay, yeah. So fantastic. That was so helpful. One, happy to see that and pictures. And one thing that someone did comment is scale needs to be put on that. There's a big picture of the jewel beetle and, you know.
That's again where they don't read because it says in the text it's half an inch.
Right. So, but maybe there's a picture of a beetle on a penny somewhere I've seen.
Oh, cool.
And that's really helpful. And maybe we can.
I'll look for it.
That. That one of my takeaways that once talking about this, and I'm going to start beating the drum on this and would love some help and guidance on it, is for more of a commercial nursery and to get some money for it. And talking with Fixed Assets about that. And a good way for me to phrase it is, as I said at the talk, I was the arborist at Brighton Bush before the fire, and we were trying to plant trees when there's so few seedlings available with all these fires. All these landowners are buying up trees. So one, they're not going to be available. Two, they're going to be really expensive. So if we could set up a professional nursery, because we should be planting now and for 10 years, not, you know, just keep planting. Our success rate is going to be low and we should accept that. But another thing we should talk about is if we're going to come up with a formula for a lot of places, every tree you take down, you replace it tree to tree, inch by inch. You know, the Forest Service, when they clear cut, they do three trees per one tree and do some kind of formula. And did you have something to add?
I just wanted to say back at your commercial nursery one that it used to be at least 5 years ago that the Elmira High School had a agricultural club or a horticulture club. And I've always wanted to get them involved because I think their parents have equipment. And, you know, just like Boy Scouts, if your dad's got the equipment, everybody's going to use it.
I think it could be a good communal thing. Like if you could plant enough trees, then the fair can be giving them out, selling them, sharing them with the community. That would be fantastic. Steve, you had a question?
Well, just it may have been, I hear that Sierra is working on some nursery stuff. And I hope that she's discovered that there wasn't a nursery on site that I developed tucked away up at Zen Acres and turned out a lot of good trees and we planted them out. But also there's an excellent native plant nursery south of the fair site, pretty much the same ecotype called Balance Restoration Nursery in Lorraine. And we could, you know, contract with them to, you know, gather seed and start get some tree seedlings started that they're growing for us.
You said it was called Balance Nursery?
Yeah, I think they're still in operation.
In Lorraine?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I asked Fixed Assets for help on money. And because I think we should be fundraising for trees. I think in the future, there'll be grant money for stuff, but that's going to take a while. And we need to be planting trees. We should have been planting trees this spring for this situation. So whether another thing would be if we set up a table somewhere, should there be an EAB table? What does that look like? And if I'm going to send out an email to Fixed Assets or anybody else who has ideas about how to raise money, just donations. And also I was thinking about when you donate, there should be a survey or questionnaire about what your interests in trees are, like if you want to plant natives or locations. And that way people would be a little bit more invested in planting or interested. If you say, you know, for anybody, you know, where do you, would you think you would like trees planted? What species, that sort of thing. John, are you raised?
Yeah. Well, I actually, when you've been talking, I remembered a couple more points I just would like to make, if I may.
Sure.
One is the idea of having a walkabout after the Junely board meeting. The board meeting at the end of June, the July board meeting that's held the last Sunday in June, is on the fair site in person. And that would be a good time to get the entire board together to do a walk through and talk about the emerald ash borer.
How can we schedule that?
Well, it's the board meeting occurs, and you just inform the board that the work group has scheduled it. Just schedule it and tell the board that it's scheduled and put it on them to, you know, and make sure people attend the board meeting, so that at the end of the meeting you go, okay, time to go down for our walkabout, you know. I mean, so yeah. I don't think it's something you ask the board to schedule, because just schedule it.
announce it at the June board meeting, and then we tail it on to the one 3 or 4 weeks later. And we just say, okay, as soon as we're done here, I guess that would be...
Do it as part of the report, the verbal report that hopefully was going to start giving every month.
We can start on May 15th, because we have a special meeting on the code of conduct.
Yeah, well, we can announce that. The other thing is we got into talking a little bit about strategic planning, and that this is exactly why we should be doing long-range strategic planning, is to deal with issues like this. And then when we started talking about what this is going to cost the fair, I did float an idea that I'm not necessarily advocating. I want to make it clear right now, but that we really do need to do a cost-benefit analysis of what we project this is going to cost and the likelihood of how this is going to make the fair look at our property versus should we relocate the fair? You know, is it going to be cheaper to find another property that we can then, there are lots of issues involved with that, but it seems like to me, before we embark on a course that potentially has millions of dollars of expenses as we build a native plant nursery and as we have to take down thousands of trees, the loss of shade, the differences, people camping out in the parking lots, all of that, I think a rational organization, in my view, would consider that versus what's the cost benefits of moving. I'm not advocating moving, but I think it would be prudent to at least consider that before we start sinking money into one choice, which is really not a choice. So, so I did bring that up. It kind of got a few people thinking, but I do think that's something the organization should do, if we can do that analysis in a way that doesn't freak out thousands of people and have them come at me with pitchforks and, oh, they've already done that once, but again, come at me with pitchforks and torches again. So
let's be sure to call it John Silvermoon's plan to relocate the fair.
Yeah, all fun. I'm running for re-election to the board. I want to move the fair. Vote for me. Yes, that's going to be a winning slogan, I'm sure.
There's some nice places in Eastern Oregon with no county rules.
Paxton, you have your hand up.
Yes, I appreciate John's comments and the review of the walkabout. I'm very, very sorry to have missed it, but I was moving stuff from Astoria at the moment and still have half a van to unload. I want to bring up a couple of things. One was a message that Hillary sent me about signage. And she had some really good ideas. One of my problems has been, you know, I'm proceeding on the thought of using laminated plastic, paper and plastic. That is generally frowned on by the fair. Hillary had some wonderful ideas as one of her crewmates has a laser printer that does wood etching, that can do wood signage. And so she was suggesting several things about, you know, signage that meets the fair